he's kind of like a retired private investigator, maybe.
He's kind of like,
he's kind of like got like an Italian vibe. Like I'm thinking,
yes,
he's from New Jersey, maybe, and he's very like inquisitive.
Sure. Well, he used to be a cop, right? He used to be a police officer.
Yeah, kind of like that. So
yeah.
Totally different than his audio personality. But, and he's also, when we three were like chatting with him, he's also charming, funny, nice, had very interesting stories and stuff.
Yes. Total,
when he's interacting with Big Fatty and that gang, it's a totally different personality. It's very weird.
Total different dynamic for sure.
But yes.
So the Nip did show us a dick pic. So I want to show you a dick pic.
I want the
listeners to know it's very nice to see. It's a I'll give it a what did he say? He's a nine.
Not the dick. The dick is not a 9 inches.
It's I'll give it a six.
Okay.
No, on a scale I didn't whip out the ruler.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So the Nip did show us a retired dick pic. I'll give it a six.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4015 of the BFO for Monday, the 26th of June, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and there's a Nip report. Big Fatty shenanigans.
This just into the BFO coupon mystery desk. I have received the answer from Casey and Holly out there in the Denver. Y'all, on my coupon this past week, the SBR, O-R-I-G-N-S-A, stands for Sweet Baby Ray's Original No Sugar Added Barbecue Sauce. Big Fatty, thus the mystery is solved. Hello, final weekers. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your final weekers, because y'all, it is the final week of the first half of 2023. Big Fatty, it has zoomed by. It has. It's the zoomies. Yes, Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know, but that's what it is. But I'm telling you, the older you get, the faster it zooms by. I've said many times that old people, they always drive with one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas because they want to keep moving, but they want life to slow down a little bit, that it's going so fast. Big Fatty, you'll be gone before we know it. Oh, Big Fatty, that was just wishful thinking. Fatty, who's this about this week? Is it Granny? No, it's not Granny. Is it you? No, wasn't me. Durwood? No, wasn't Durwood. Young Nicholas? No. Well, Big Fatty, give us a clue.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
Oh, Big Fatty, we should have known. It's true, y'all. Now, he will say that I'm telling this wrong, but y'all, this is the way I recall what he told me. He has a doctor's appointment today, Monday, and so he had called his primary care physician, who evidently looks like he's 12 years old. Big Fatty, that's how he chose him. Well, anyway, he asked the doctor to call in for the blood test so he could go have his blood drawn and have all the results when he goes to meet with him. And Big Fatty does this also. I prefer it to do it that way. But y'all, so he went to on Friday. First of all, he's been feeling very poorly. turned down a railing on Thursday, y'all. Couldn't believe it. But anyway, he went, and they took him back into the back, and the nice lady back there, she says, "Well, which arm do I want to use?" He goes, "Well, it doesn't really matter because my vein's probably going to collapse." And she goes, "Oh, I think this will be just fine." And, of course, she stuck it in, and it collapsed. And he has this problem all the time. And so she tried a different one. It collapsed. So, y'all, like an old person, they had to take the blood from the top of his hand, and that was working fine. They had to take about 4 or 5 vials, and I think he had given 2 or 3 of them already, and before the veins collapsed. And so she had a couple of more to do through the veins on his hand, and so she's doing that, and he's sitting there, and he goes, Oh, I'm feeling lightheaded. And y'all, the next thing he knows, he says, it's like it was a fade to black on an old movie where it just everything goes black towards the center. And y'all, he fainted. He fainted and fell out of the donation chair. And the lady, I saw you going down. I tried to catch you, but y'all, evidently he hit the floor, and when he came to, there were these 3 African American women trying to help him get up and everything. And y'all, he's fine. I think he's was embarrassed more than anything, and they're like, "Oh, bring a bottled water, bring a cold cloth," and so y'all, he's still on the floor, and the ladies go, "Now, Mr. Nep, we need to get you up here on the table, this table, for you to lay down for a little bit. One of us is gonna get under each arm, and we're gonna help you get up here." Well, y'all, they started to pick him up off the floor, and then all of a sudden, y'all, he just let it rip, and the 2 of the ladies started giggling, and the other one is yelling, "Bring some of those wet wipes also." And he says, "Oh, no, I don't need those. I think we're good." She goes, "Well, we're gonna get them anyway, just in case." Well, y'all, so he is 1,000 shades of red. The 3 ladies think he shit himself, and they're giving him water and putting a cold cloth on him and all this. And he says, "Okay, I think I can get up." And they say, "You're going to lay right there. We're calling the ambulance." He says, "I'll stay right here." And anyway, y'all, he finished a couple of bottles of water, and he says, "Well, let me pay y'all for this water." And the lady says, "Do they provide this water?" And the lady says, "No, I bring it from home." And the nip goes, "Oh, well, let me pay you for this." She goes, no, don't you worry about it. He says, no, let me pay for this water. And she goes, "Seriously, sir, don't worry about it." And he opened his wallet, and he says, "Well, good, because I don't have any cash." So anyway, so that was the Nip's pre-Friday at Fatty's fart fest. B Fatty. Now, y'all, the diagnosis was that he was dehydrated, but they said, "Please, before you give blood, make sure you drink plenty of water before you come in." So, y'all, if you're going to see the vampire, don't be like the Nip. You mean don't shat yourself? Yes, that's what I mean. But anyway, y'all, it's been terribly, terribly hot here. We've been in the 90s. Mid to upper 90s. That's what it's going to be this week. And y'all, it's just, it's hot. It's hot. But anyway, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. And y'all, I was I was hoping that I would hear from that Gary Beard, and you know, happy birthday to you, you know, Gary. But from his procedure, you know, he was having the cross your heart prostate bra installed, and but y'all, I never heard back from him from the
Big Betty, I don't want that dismal.
Well, I don't either, especially if it's anyway. I'll take care of it. You and Squeaky Bacon go over there. Hello.
Hey, Big Patty, this is Gary in Portland. I really appreciate your show on Wednesday night, Thursday, about my urolith procedure that was today. That was meant a whole lot to me, and I really appreciate the Pride 48 family thoughts and prayers for me this time. I did get with it. I think I did six staples.
Staples. That was easy.
And thank God I did the laughing gas. I wasn't feeling any pain, that was for sure. And I was sucking that laughing gas like you wouldn't believe. When I got through, I went into the bathroom and peed. It was red and bloody, but I was peeing, so I didn't have to do a catheter. And that was good. And now I'm home and not feeling much of anything. So anyway, we'll see how this works. It's supposed to take like 2 weeks to heal up and everything. And then for that month, the flow should be better, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, again, I appreciate the Pride 48 family and you mentioning me this week and all the thoughts and prayers, and I'm doing good. I'll try to give another report as I get along more in the process, but again, thank you for last night. Like, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got you. Y'all, that, of course, is Gary out there in Rainbow Pines. Gary, thank you so much for the update. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, what did he mean by thank you for last night? I don't know. Well, I do know. Gary, on the Twitty, he admitted, y'all, that he downloads Big Fatty's little show, and then he crawls in the bed, and Big Fatty, we don't need to hear anything else. All right. Well, anyway. Oh, y'all, I got to have some hot tea. One moment, please. Oh, that's good. Y'all, that's the spearmint orange hot tea. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, 97 degrees outside and you're drinking hot tea. It's true. Y'all, let's see. Y'all had a nice Friday at Fatty's. It was me and the Nip and Granny and Durwood and young Nicholas. And y'all, we had stuffed bell peppers, and we had baked onions. Y'all, is very delicious baked onions, and fried Brussels sprouts, and then for dessert, we had fresh fruit, and y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. y'all, we just had a lovely evening. Nobody stayed very late. Young Nicholas was the first to leave. Yes, Big Fatty, he had to go feed the puppies. Well, that, and he had a little twink coming up. Oh, okay. So much for the puppies. Anyway, y'all, by the time they left, I had already taken the go-to-bed pills. Y'all, it takes about an hour and a half for them to kick in for me, and by the time they left, I was ready. I was ready. I watched a little bit on the TV machine. Y'all got up Saturday morning, and I've been nipple walking on my own because the Nip's been getting a little lightheaded when he was walking in the heat, so. I'm just assuming he's not going to walk unless I hear from him. But anyway, y'all, it was just a nice quiet day. You know, I had to unload the dishwasher and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, in the afternoon, I was piddling around on the Grin Doctor, and y'all, this happened.
Mystery Day. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door, ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I agree 100% with you, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, this was a new gentleman caller. Y'all, I've been talking to him for a while, and he lives up in Somerville, which is north of Upchuck, and and y'all, 32, 6 feet, 140 pounds, lovely, just lovely, and evidently enjoys having sex with relics. Oh, yes, Big Patty. Too bad the nip was lightheaded and feeling poorly. Well, anyway, and y'all, so he had come to town and said, "Herbert Carter," I said, "Oh, are you able to play now?" He says, "Yes, what's the address?" And y'all, he came over, and it was just lovely. And y'all, I think that we both made good first impressions, and we both seem to have an interest in doing this again sometime. But y'all, as with all the young gentleman callers, I left the ball in his court, and so he's got to let me know what he wants to do. And y'all, then I watched some of the sports ball and things like that. Y'all, just been kind of a quiet weekend, and y'all, I had asked Veda if the jar knew anything about the Bitcoin. You know, I was asking about all that. And so he texted me and said, "I can probably help you with that." I said, "Thank you for calling." And so y'all, on Sunday, he texted me and said, "Just let me know when you want me to come over." I said, "Well, I need to be caffeinated first." So he came over, I don't know, about 10:45. And y'all, we started the process. I know he was probably sitting there going, "These old people, they don't know anything with the computer." Yes, because that's exactly what he was saying. And y'all, I did exactly what he said, and y'all, we couldn't get it to work. So not only do the old people have problems with the technology, but the Bitcoin is evidently more difficult than either of us expected. But y'all, I've done all my NEPA walking, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, big doings on Monday. Y'all, it is the last time The Price is Right is going to be filmed in the Bob Barker Studios at CBS Television City in Hollywood. Y'all, they're moving to new studios in Glendale. So, y'all, if you can't catch it, the show, when it's aired, and they're going into reruns starting Tuesday, and the new season will start in September. But, y'all, if you can't catch it when it plays live, then look and see if you can watch it online. They're going to do some special things and all. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Mr. Cackle. And, Mr. Cackle, what do you think those three ladies were saying about the nip once he left?
So the nip did show us a retired dick pic. I'll give it a 6.
Oh, no, they were probably checking the bottom of their shoes just to make sure he didn't have a shart.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.